What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Kai's Match Wrestling Recap. Let's get right into a throwback episode of Friday Night SmackDown.
I was certainly pumped for this, and I know you were too, and all the WWE fans were, of course, with it kicking off with the Universal Champion, Roman Reigns, kicking off this show, of course, accompanied by Paul Heyman and Jey Uso. Roman talking about Daniel Bryan, sent to pack his bags and head home.
Poor Daniel Bryan.
Yep, as Roman says, now they actually have someone in mind who can acknowledge the Universal Champion, as Jimmy Uso heads down, hugging his cousin and his brother and fellow Paul Heyman.
Dude, I was so excited to see Jimmy back, and I cannot wait to see what he does on Friday Night SmackDown. Cesaro then interrupts, saying that he's the one to take Daniel Bryan's spot for that Universal Championship. All of a sudden, Seth Rollins attacks.
Yep, right behind him, Teddy Long then comes out saying if Cesaro beats Seth Rollins tonight, he will face Roman Reigns for the title at Backlash. So, oh boy.
Yeah, I mean, Teddy Long wanted The Undertaker to come up, but oh well, not there.
That match is next with Roman's Bloodline ringside. Seth Rollins attacks Cesaro before the match, but Cesaro finally shakes it off, and it does start a great match, a phenomenal match, I will say, with these two. But towards the end, Seth laughs at Jey and Jimmy, saying he doesn't need their help like Roman does, as Jimmy superkicks Seth, and Cesaro rolls him in the ring, delivering that neutralizer to pin the Vision Leader.
Yes, Cesaro looking strong here. I am excited to see this. I thought he should have been in the main card a while ago, and he's really making that opportunity come to life. After this match, the cameras point to Roman in the back, who is very displeased with what just happened on in this match.
Yeah, I mean, I can agree. I'm displeased. Oh, yeah. I mean, his cousins kind of led the way for Cesaro to face him, but it is what it is. And then Seth confronts Roman in the back, telling him to take care of his family before he end up does that, as we cut to Teddy Long then teasing an Undertaker match again before announcing a big 10-man tag team match later on tonight.
We then see Jimmy Uso meet up with the head of the table, Roman Reigns, in the back.
Yep, saying he won't be talked to like Jey, and he is no one's bitch. Yeah, good for you.
Jimmy standing strong by himself.
Well, then Ruby Riott takes on Carmella next, with Liv Morgan actually trying to help with her friend's win. Carmella submits Ruby with that code of silence. Good to see Carmella get a win.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot wait to see what Carmella does. She's kind of been, like, struggling ever since she came back. Really doesn't really have a storyline, so maybe this will start one for her.
We then see Bayley at next talking about the past women's champions of WWE, like Alundra Blaze, Jacqueline, and of course Molly Holly, the inductee of the 2020 Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Bayley then telling us about her becoming a third-time women's champion come next Sunday at WrestleMania Backlash, as then the real champion heads down, Bianca Belair, denying that and then trying to actually block a hit from Bayley, but Bayley uses the champ's hair to kind of drag her down to end this segment. So I think she needs to cut that hair, Kyle.
Oh yeah, me too. This match at WrestleMania Backlash is going to be hard-hitting and technical for sure. I cannot wait for this match. We then see Dominic Mysterio take on Dolph Ziggler next. Nothing really important in this match. Within 2 minutes, Dominic hooks Ziggler with an inside cradle.
Yep, and the commentary just kind of hypes up the match come WrestleMania Backlash. Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode, the Dirty Dogs, versus Dominic and Rey for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. So could we see father and son finally get tag team gold?
I really hope so.
Tamina takes on Reginald next, with Reginald avoiding multiple super kicks, backflips, front flips, all that shenanigan.
Oh boy.
Oh man. Then finally, Tamina connecting a kick from a cocky Reginald. I was waiting to see this. And then Tamina goes on the top rope for a splash, but Nia Jax and Shayna throw her off, causing a DQ. Then Natalya even trying to help Tamina out, but Nia just demolishes her and then kind of goes for Tamina's elbow with Shayna Baszler and stomps the hell out of it. So
I really wanted to see Reginald get squashed like a bug, man. Unfortunately.
Not really, though.
Oh, boy. Next, we finally have that 10-man tag team match that Teddy Long set up earlier.
Yep, with both teams in the back hyping up their match next. Finally, it happens after a quick commercial break. We have Big E, KO, Shinsuke Nakamura, and the Street Profits take on the Intercontinental Champion, Apollo Crews, who is alongside with Aziz, who is not in this match, who is ringside, of course, with Sami Zayn, then Chad Gable, and Otis, and King Corbin. So
What a match. This was interesting.
Quick match, honestly. It was a good, quick match with all men throwing themselves around the ring as King Corbin capitalizes onto Nakamura and ends the match with an end of days. Happy to see King Corbin stand tall at the end of a match.
We then see Roman Reigns come out with his associate Paul Heyman and his brother-in-arms, Jey Uso. Jimmy shortly following, not sure if he should join them.
Yep, to join them or to stand alone. Oh, man. Then actually playing a clip from Hell in a Cell versus Roman Reigns.
Way back in October, man. I forgot about this.
Roman then tells him to head home and watch his brother and Roman on TV or to actually join them. Jimmy kind of leaves the ring, walks up the ramp as Jay actually comes and tries to stop him. Like, come on, man, just acknowledge him. And then out of nowhere, Cesaro attacks Roman Reigns, where Jey Uso then, of course, goes to help Roman. And then Jimmy finally running in to help Roman too.
It was after a lot of hesitation.
That comic relief I wanted to see, but Cesaro actually hitting the neutralizer to both brothers to close SmackDown. So could we see a new champion in 2 weeks?
I really hope so, man. Cesaro definitely deserves it, and he really looks strong to close out SmackDown. Alright guys, that was it for a throwback edition of SmackDown. Let us know what you enjoyed most about the show. Cesaro certainly looking strong was certainly my favorite part. Matt, what would you give today's throwback SmackDown a grade as?
You know, I was really hoping to see the fist.
Me too.
Fist graphic there, and pretty much the only throwback was that, and the names of the superstars was in the throwback type of lettering and logos. I'm going to give this SmackDown a B. I'm going to give it a B.
That's fair. That's fair. I would agree with you. See you guys on Sunday for a NASCAR recap. Peace out.